It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Never get it twisted.
Brought to you by Meijer. Higher standards, lower prices.
In response to a Freedom of Information Act request, 128 pages of works conducted by the FBI were released regarding three investigations on behalf of the late Whitney Houston. The file shows that the FBI investigated an alleged extortion attempt in 1992, but determined no crime occurred. They also looked into possible criminal threats against Houston in fan mail sent to the FBI in 1988 and 1999, but found no evidence of the threats. LaToya Jackson is firing back at the New York Post article that called her relationship with Michael Jackson's three children false and derogatory. The publication reported that she had quietly begun to profit on the showbiz ambitions of the children, signing them as her only clients to her talent agency and collecting commission. The article also labeled her as a gold-digging diva. Meanwhile, LaToya says the story is completely false and is consulting with her attorneys for a possible lawsuit. Michael Jordan has filed documents requesting the paternity case filed against him be dismissed. As previously reported, Pamela Smith is trying to establish the NBA legend as the father of her child. Jordan wants the case dismissed, saying the paternity of the teen had already been established and it's not him. Lenny Kravitz will not play Marvin Gaye in Sexual Healing, an upcoming biopic. Actor Jesse L. Martin will replace Kravitz. Marvin's son had previously expressed reservations about Kravitz portraying his father, slamming the entire project as shameful. Sexual Healing is slated to start production later this month. In a recent survey conducted by the Associated Press, rapper Soulja Boy, with over 57% of the votes, obtained the unflattering title of worst artist in America music history. Over 200,000 fans and a number of record label personnel voted. Rounding out the top five were Vanilla Ice, Justin Bieber, Britney Spears, and MC Hammer. Well, that didn't take long. Yesterday, rapper Gucci Mane announced that he was changing his name to Guap. Now, due to criticism, disses, and much negative feedback on his Twitter account, he has decided to keep his current name. He says the fans have spoken.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Never get it twisted.
Brought to you by Meijer. Higher standards, lower prices.